Greetings, everyone. My name is Aaron, and this is a new podcast. It's going to be called Let It Fly. I'm going to try to quickly give you the rundown, because everybody hates those, my first podcast episode. This is probably my 500th podcast episode, but not of this particular show. I do a show called You Have Reached, and we do it all via mobile for the most part. Most of us do. We have mobile devices that we record on and send the files back and forth. I started a show called Sci-Fi Dig in 2005, did that weekly for a very, very long time, and then kind of it became too much work. It was no longer fun. It ended up being a chore, so I stepped away for a while, came back, found my passion for it again, did it for a while, and then again, it kind of went to the wayside because other things came up. And then my daughter started to join me, who is... She's a big book lover, but I've also started introducing her to some science fiction movies, and so we did several episodes of science fiction films where we talked about it and how she felt about them, because some of these haven't aged well, but I wanted to see if she could get caught up in the story and just kind of not get caught up in the technology that was going on in the film at the time. Did those, and then it's always like, well, we got to sit down and do a show. We never have time. And so I decided that I want to do something a little more loose, something that I could, the topics could be varying, and that the we weren't looking at, I know a lot of people spend days trying to perfect their sound because everybody thinks podcasting is professional radio. I'm not knocking that for people. I'm just saying, to me, it's not. I don't care about, I mean, as long as it sounds half decent, I'm not that worried about it. I know people that spend thousands of dollars on equipment for a show they haven't recorded one line for yet, because they want it to be professional, because they think somehow they're going to make money at podcasting, because we know it's a big money maker, right? That's why people do it, because they just make millions and millions on it. I have a mixer. I have a microphone that I've had for years, and I'm not saying I'll never do this show using that. I'm trying to do this show mobile, so I can do it whenever, so I can do it and not have, maybe the show will be an hour, maybe the show will be 5 minutes. I don't know. It depends on what I want to talk about. And that's the other thing. My topics, you know, part of the problem with Sci-Fi Dig was that it was very family friendly, and sometimes I would say things inadvertently. We're not talking about crude or lewd things, but things that would offend somebody, because sometimes people are very, very, very thin-skinned. And rather than just saying, yeah, you know, that's not what I meant, and, you know, this is how I feel about this particular topic, and, you know, this is just how I've been living my life, or people would want to bitch, moan, and complain about it for days and days. And we just get to the point where I went from trying to be understanding and hoping we can focus on the commonality to being, look, you're just, you know, going out of your way to be difficult. And that's just not what I'm not going to deal with that. There's not enough hours in a day for something I enjoy doing, and you're just sucking all the fun out of it. So I wanted to do a show where, I'm going to talk about a lot of different things. I'm going to talk about comics. I'm going to talk about movies. I'm going to talk about special features on a Blu-ray disc. I'm going to talk about books. I'm going to talk about a lot of things, but I'm also might talk about tires. You know, you never know. I might talk about, my favorite tools. I don't know. I have no idea. It can be anything. You know, it could be, we can have a philosophical discussion, or it could be, you know, hey, I read this really good comic yesterday. I wanted something where it was open. And so it's going to be called Let It Fly, and that's what I plan on doing, having something a very open-ended where we don't know what the discussion is going to be. I'm a giant geek at heart. I have been my entire life. I mean, you know, if it's science fiction and it's TV-related, I've probably seen it or sampled it. Comics is something that's been part of my life as long as I can remember. Recently, I gave away all of my paper comics except for two short boxes of stuff that I just wanted to hang on to. I've gone almost completely digital. I do get trades. Every now and then a really nice hardcover comes out, and I may pick that up. But really, for me, as I get older, I like less clutter. So if I can put everything in the cloud or on my computer or on my phone, I would rather do that. It just makes everything so much simpler. And I love digital comics. I know that a lot of folks have that have been using iOS kind of got a little annoyed with Comixology when they you know, took away the purchase, the button to purchase within the app, a lot of people said, hey, you know, I don't read as many digital comics now. And I read more than ever before because, and I spend more money than ever before on digital comics because I've discovered that there are a lot of different ways for me to purchase digital comics. I mean, I like Comixology. I like the panel by panel. It's great stuff, but it's not the be-all, end-all of comic buying. I can buy comics direct. I like the Dark Horse app. Although we can all agree that maybe buying stuff on a Dark Horse app is kind of a pain in the butt. But since I have to go to the browser to buy now anyway, and Comixology, I might as well go to the browser to buy on a Dark Horse app. I use Image's website, where you can just buy directly from them. And if you lose the files, the digital files, you can go back and download them again. I use Humble Bundle. There are a lot of different ways to buy comics and a lot of different ways to get your hands on stuff. I always have something queued up to read on my iPad. And comics are the one thing that I think it's one of the greatest things ever because it's a genre all itself, but there's many genres inside that one. So I really enjoy doing, reading that and sampling what's out there. And there's so many independent comics. I know everybody complains about comic sales being down and yada, yada, yada. That may be so, but there is more cool independent books out there than ever before. There's a book for everybody out there if you just look around. Although I go digital with a lot of things, I'm not with physical media when it comes to movies because I don't really have great internet, so I can't do streaming or UV or any of those other things that you can do. So I'm a madman when it comes to buying Blu-rays and DVDs. I might not buy stuff for months, and then around the holiday season when everything goes on sale, I go crazy. And so just for instance, in the last 3 or 4 weeks alone, I picked up the Superman movie anthology Blu-ray set. It was on sale for $30. There's no way I could pass that up. I picked up, half a dozen DVDs at a Black Friday sale that were $3 and $4 a piece, or Blu-rays, that I couldn't pass up. There's been a couple of sets of shows that I wanted to see that I picked up dirt cheap, like The 100. I wanted to watch that show, and I missed a couple episodes on my DVR and was never able to recapture them, so I was just like, the heck with it, I'll wait for the DVDs. They were like $14, so I picked that up. And, things like that happen, and I'm like, I end up buying them. Penny Dreadful, I picked up on Blu-ray for $20. There's just been a lot of really good sales. And so this is a big buying time for me. But I'm done now because I get enough discs to get me through, and I have stuff. I probably have Blu-rays from last year that are probably still in the plastic that I haven't watched that I just picked up at a really good price. And I might have seen them, but I wanted a copy of it, and just never got around to watching it because I don't have there's not enough hours in a day for all the things that I want. And so that's just kind of a little bit about me. I have some crazy hobbies outside of that, and that's where the podcast may go on occasion. I'll try to stick it with geek-related stuff, but I do a lot of woodwork. I've built canoes before. My current project is I wanted to make my own foundry. So I did everything from scratch, and it's a working foundry. I actually melted quite a bit of aluminum last week, and I want to do sand casting, but I have to make my own sand in order to do that. So that's still a process. I have to wait for the clay to dry so I can grind it up and mix it in with the sand to get a good green sand so it holds a mold. Things like this that I enjoy doing and things like this that I enjoy. Anybody that has any questions or whatever, shoot them my way. About any of the topics on here, and I'm more than glad to have a discussion or try to help people out who want to try these things. I've always been kind of a knee-jerk reaction when it comes to finding something that I enjoy or that I want to try. I try to do, I try not to wait. I'm going to wait to do this. I try to live in the moment if I can at times. 2011, I had, we were on vacation and apparently my bowel burst and I did not know it. And so 3 days later I came home from vacation cause I had to wait a day. I couldn't drive. And after being in the hospital for several hours, finally somebody said, hey, maybe we should do a scan. Hey, brilliant. And I had to have emergency surgery. And At the time, I didn't think anything of it. And then the nurses were talking to me afterwards. And when about the fourth one said, you should be dead, it started to kind of sink in. And when several of them said, well, we didn't think to do a scan because you just walked in like nothing was wrong. We've never seen anybody walk upright before. And I tried to explain that, well, there was no pain because I hadn't eaten for 3 days. But so after that exciting adventure, and if you ever want to relive my moments of that, you have reached the other podcast I do with the guys. I'm pretty sure I recorded several segments from the hospital for that. But it was not a happy time, and when I walked away from that, and I kind of think that there's no reason to save these things, you know. I mean, not to say that, you know, I see something and I jump right in. You have to plan it out. But I like to, that's just kind of, I'm just trying to give a little bit of introduction to myself and probably have given way too much information for anybody to really care. But anyway, that's how I feel about that. We are entering Christmas time, and Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. Has nothing to do with anything other than during Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the world slows down a little bit. And I kind of like that. And it's kind of something where, you know, you get to relax a little bit. At least I do. I work a job where I work most holidays. I work weekends and I work evenings. And it's one of those things where everything kind of slows down and I kind of enjoy that. And it's an opportunity when we make time to make sure that we see, not that we don't see our family all the time, but we get to see the majority of our family like in one day. We have a really large family. And I like being able to do that, you know, even though it ends up being like a lot of house hopping during the day. But it's just kind of fun to be able to do that and get in touch with people and things like that. So it's one of my favorite holidays. I really enjoy doing it. And there's that. And that's about all that I really have. It's more of an introduction episode. I don't know that there's any real meat to this episode other than just a little introduction. And then I've been kind of sitting on my hands with ideas of how I wanted to do this. And I got all the software together. I actually have a nice piece of software on my phone that allows me to record everything and actually even gives me sound cards so I can do an intro and an outro, although I don't have an intro. I was waiting for somebody to develop one for me, and he had some computer problems, and so I kind of waited and waited and waited, and it never happened. So I decided to get off my butt and try to jump in and just get moving with it. Because even if you have a bad episode, the idea is to get going and get things moving. So I wanted to get things moving and see how we could set this up and get this set up in a stream, because I'm hoping that, well, Derek said that he would host this for me. So that's kind of what I wanted, because it's a little bit more mobile for me. I can actually upload to the FTP server from my phone, and I just want to see how mobile can you get? How easy is it to do a podcast on the go and do it in a way that everybody has access to? I know there's a lot of apps out there, a lot of things out there that you can do, but you have to use their server, or you have to use their software, or you have to use their particular app. I wanted to see if I could get multiple apps that did different things and see exactly what I could do and how much, you know, how free I could be from a computer. And again, I enjoy recording on a computer, don't get me wrong. And it's certainly, in the long run, I find it a little bit easier, the actual recording of it, because it's just, it's more visual, and, you know, editing and stuff like that works real well. A lot easier certainly than using a mobile device, but I wanted to see how mobile I could get. So this is kind of an experiment in that, and we'll see how everything kind of shakes out. In the coming weeks, the couple topics that I know that I'll be talking about is I've really rediscovered my love of the DC universe with DC Futures End. Really enjoying that, and also Injustice: Gods Among Us is those are like two of my favorite books from the DC Universe. They're both the the weird ones, and I'm just loving them so much. And I've just purchased a couple of different independent books that I plan to take a look at. You know, we're going to do some comic talk on here. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, my love of comics and the medium is just, it's never ending, you know. Even when, you're reading something and it starts to not be good, well, there's a million other titles you can jump over and go read. And that's one of the things I love about comics, and it's all right there. You can just jump in and go check out this. Or you can go and read something from the past. My favorite super team is the Justice Society, and pretty much every variation of that. By no means have I read all of that, but every time I pick up a book, I am not disappointed with what's going on there. I have no idea why I'm drawn to that team, but it started years ago, and I can't get enough of it. I love buying the essentials for that, and the Showcase. My bad. Essentials, wrong company. I enjoy buying the Showcases when they pop up, and getting whenever it's digital files on sale, I'll buy them here and there. I can't even imagine how many comics that I've purchased when they were on sale, and it was something I knew I wanted to read, and on different services have not had the opportunity to read yet, but they were on sale. I mean, Dark Horse had a sale, I'm pretty sure it was last year, where they had the huge amount of off on their books, and I bought a whole bunch of them. And I even downloaded them all onto my iPad, and I just haven't had time to read them. I just, I go read something else or something else pops up. But it's a good thing. It's good to be able to jump around from title to title or book to book. I like being able to do that. I like to be able to read a run, but at the same point in time, sometimes you need a break, a prime example of that, and then I'm going to wind this up, is that I read all the Dark Tower books by Stephen King, the novels, and I did it probably 10 years ago. My daughter was just little, and I would read them at night while she was going to sleep. I love the books. I know I'm not going to get into the whether the love or hate part, but I mean, I really enjoyed them. Good books, So I decided that what I would do now is I kind of wanted to go back and revisit them, because I wasn't a real big Stephen King reader. I read several of his books years and years ago, but I in the meantime, I had picked up, probably read like 6 or 8 of his books since I read the Dark Tower books. Dark Tower books kind of like the spine of his universe. Everything kind of relates. And then I thought, you know what, I would like to go back and read the Dark Tower, but I don't have time to sit down and read, so I got the audiobooks. And love the audiobooks, fantastic. But what I'm finding out is that I'm about a third of the way through the last book, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm finding out is I kind of want a break now. I kind of want a break, but now I'm just like, well, I want to finish this. But I should have taken a break a book ago and listened to something else, but I didn't. I have podcasts on my phone to listen to. I have a couple other audiobooks, but I just kind of got chugging along. And it's not that I don't love it, and it's the same way I feel about reading a run of comics. It's not that I don't love it. It's just that it starts to wear on you. The Dark Tower books, in this case, is getting to the point where it's kind of dragging you down because everything is so freaking depressing, and I need a break. Sometimes in comics, I get tired of the same character or, their personality coming through in a page and starts to kind of grate on me. Or, we have something we're up against, but we're going to talk about it for 3 books that are actually fighting it. And it can kind of wear on you, so you kind of take a break. So that's why it's good to have all these other titles. Anyway, I am, that's it. I'm winding this up. I am Aaron. The name of the show is Let It Fly, and we will be talking soon.